Good morning, beloved. In 2 Chronicles chapter 6, King Solomon prayed, "Now arise, Lord God, and go to your resting place, you in the ark of your might. Let your priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and your saints rejoice in your goodness. O Lord God, do not turn away the face of your anointed one. Remember your steadfast love for David your servant." That is what we are praying for the people of Mauritania today. Almighty God, we ask that you would dwell among this people who are right next to the North Atlantic Ocean. We're asking that as they know the ravages of living in a subsistence community next to a desert, they would be flooded with the sweetness of the Holy Spirit. That they would be able to say that the Lord God Almighty has rested upon them with delight, and that they know the Father's affection, His power, His greatness, His beauty, His glory, and that they would fear Him, they would revere you, that they would be people who cherish the Scriptures of the Old and New Testament. And God, that is exactly what we are asking for those that have undergone huge economic and social challenges like lack of food for children, divorce that has plagued the country. We're asking that they would have the Word of God and the Scriptures of the Old and New Testament in their language. We're asking that they would be able to sing psalms together, that they would be able to discuss the Proverbs, but above all, that the stories in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, those gospel narratives, the very Word of God, would be the theme of this country, that the work of the faithful carpenter from Nazareth would be what establishes their homes in peace, that communities would be places of fellowship because the man of sorrows is also the Lord of love. God, we are asking that you would not turn away from these people, but that people in the Senegal River Valley and the deserts, they would be our brothers and sisters, that we would see them in glory. And whether they are fishing, mining ore, or doing offshore production for oil, you would enable them this day, whether they're eating or drinking, to do all things to the glory of God. Please bless this nation, the people of Mauritania, in the sweetness of knowing Christ and Him crucified. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you, beloved. Bye.